Perictus, the Ver Mafside has Rizos Viharchok Mehem, explaining that which detracts from zealousness and how to distance oneself from them. Hine Mafside has Rizos. Behold, the things that detract a person from the Mida of Zrizos, of being quick and zealous to do the Ratzon Hashem, Heim Heim Magdilei Ho'atzla. Those are things that increase one's laziness. Be'agoldo Shavukulum, the greatest of all of them, who Bakarshas Hamanucha Hagufis, is wanting a person to have tranquility and ease and rest in the physical sense. Ve'sinas HaTorach, and when a person despises working, Ve'avas Ve'idunim, and somebody who loves pleasures, Ve'sashlum Kol Tnoim, and fulfilling all of the details of their pleasures. Kihine Odim Kazeh, because somebody who is like this, Vadei Shetich Bar Olav HaAvoda, for sure it will be very heavy upon him, the Avoda Lifnei Boro, in front of his creator, Kovid Gadol, a great heaviness. Kimisha Yirtza Lechol Achilosa B'chol HaYishu B'hamanucha, somebody wants to eat all of his eatings with having rest and tranquility, V'lishon Shnoso B'lotorid, and to sleep asleep without any disturbances, V'yamoyin L'olechas Im Lo L'itom, and he refuses to walk if not to his slow pace, the chayot b'dvarmei ka'ela, and similar things to this. Hine yiksha olav lahashkim levotei knesios b'boker. For this type of person, it will be very difficult for him to wake up early in the morning to go to the shul in the morning. O lekatzer b'sudaso, or to make his meal more quick, mimnei tfilas ha-mincha, in order to be able to go daven mincha ben harabayim in the afternoon. O lotzeis l'dvar mitzvah, or to go after a dvar mitzvah for something of a mitzvah purpose. Im lo yeh ha'et bar, if the time isn't a good time for him. Kol shekein lemaher atzmo lidvar mitzvah o lesama Torah. All the more so to quicken a person to go to do something of a mitzvah or to learn Torah. Umisha margal atzmo liminhagos ha'ela, and somebody who regulates himself in these type of practices, inenu odon atzmo, he's not a ruler over himself, lazos hefach zeh kesheyerza, to just flip around and do the opposite whenever he wants. Kichvar nasar ritzono b'masar ha'hergel, because his will is already entrapped within the entrapments of his regularity, hanasa tevasheni, which became his second nature. V'omnom, however, tzorech sheyedah adam, a person needs to know, ki lo lemenucha hu ba'olam hazeh, he's not in this world for rest and relaxation, ela la'oma v'torach, a person is put into this world to work and to toil. Lo yinhag ba'atzmo, ela minag apolim ha'osim melacha etza maskeriyah, a person should only conduct within himself the types of conduct like a worker produces for somebody who he is hired to work for. Uche'in ma'ashahoy omer, and like what it says in the Gemara in Erevin, agirei de yoma anon, we are day workers. Uche'derach yotzei hatzove b'marachoseihem, and like people who go out to war in their lines, asher achilosam b'chipozon, that their eating is very quick, u'shnosam arayi, and they sleep very irregularly, very temporarily. Ve'omdim tamid u'muchonim leiz krov, and they're constantly standing, waiting for a moment of battle. Alzenemar, and that's what the pasuk in Iyov says, ki odom la omol yula, a person was created to toil, to work. Ukeshi yargil atzmo al zehaderach, when a person regulates himself on this way, yimzo havoda kala lavade, then surely his avoda Hashem will be much more easy for him to do. Kimesh lo yechzer ba'atzmo ha'azmon ve'achona yila, because then a person is not lacking the preparation and that which is required to be prepared for that moment. And this is what Chazal say to us in Perkei Avos, Kachi Darka Shal Torah, this is the way of the Torah. Pas b'melach tochel, bread and salt you should eat, umay b'mesura tishteh, and a measured amount of water you should drink, v'la'aretz ishon, and you sleep on the floor. Shuklol ha'archoka b'sachlis min ha'menuchos ve'idunim, that this is the ultimate distancing a person can do to stay away from pleasures and enjoyment. Odmi mafside hazrizos, another thing that detracts from zealousness, who rov hapachad, is the immense fear, v'godal hamora, and the intense trembling, min hazman v'soldosov, from time and that which comes from time. Kifam yira me'akor o me'achom, because sometimes a person will be afraid of the cold or from the heat. Ufam me'hapagoyim, and sometimes from accidents. Ufam min hachaloyim, sometimes from ailments, illnesses. Ufam in haruach, and sometimes from the wind, v'chein kol kiyotze v'zayin, anything similar to this. Hu ha'in she'omer shlomo alav ha'sholem, there's a Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei, omer otzel shachal baderech ari ben arachubos. A lazy person says, there's a lion on the path, there's a lion between the roads. Uchvaginu chachminu zichron lebrocha hamida hazos, and Chazal have already shown how disgraceful this mida is, v'yichasua elachatoim, and they attributed it to people who do sin. Umikr mesayosom, and there's a pasuk that supports them, t'chsiv, as it says in Yeshaya, pochadu v'tzion chatoim, achazor ra'odo chanethim. The sinners in Zion had fear, and trembling took hold of those who were hypocritical. Ad shomer echad min ha'gdolim el tamido, to the point where one of the Gedolim said to his student, Berosa osim ispachi, when he saw that he had fear, Chata'at, have you done sin? As the Gemara in Brachos in Samech says, El al zen emar, rather on this, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, B'tach ba'Hashem v'asei tov, rely on Hashem and do good, Shchon eretz u'rei emuna, dwell on the land and you will see faith. Chol shodover, the general rule of the matter is, a person has to make himself temporary, not fixed into things of this world, and he has to fix himself and make himself permanent within Avodas Hashem. A person should be fulfilled and want the things of this world, that which comes to him. And he'll take what he gets. The curve of the Malach Olamen, and he should distance himself from rest and relaxation and bring himself closer towards work and toil. And his heart should trust in Hashem, though Yiramit Holdos Hazman of God, and he shouldn't fear the future occurrences that may happen to him. Shema Tomar, maybe you will say, Hare Matinu Shechivu Chachamim Bechom Makom Sheyishmar Ha'odim Etz Atzmo, that the Chachamim have warned us in many places that a person should guard himself. Shmira Mu'ula, a great guarding, Vulu Yosim Atzov is Hakana, and he shouldn't put himself in danger, Afilu Tzadik Uva Maisim, even if he's a big Tzadik and a person who does good. The Amru and the Gemara in Kesuba says, Hakobi Deshamayim Chos Mitzinim Utachin, everything is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except for chills and fever. Umikra Kosov, and the Pasuk says, In Devarim Venishmate Ma'od Lenafshosechem, and a person has to be very cautious and guard over his Nefesh. Haresha Ein Lahachlet Habitochon Azeh, Al Kopanim. So we see a person shouldn't have this degree of trust for all areas of life. V'hosam Amru, and over there, the Chazal say, V'afilu Dvar Mitzvah, even regarding things of a mitzvah. Da, you should know, ki yesh yira v'yesh yira. There's fear, and then there's fear. Yesh yira ru'uya v'yesh yira shota. There's a proper fear, and a foolish fear. Yesh bitachon v'yesh holelos. There is a person's trust, and the person's recklessness. Kihine ha'odom baruchu, because our Creator, our Master, also as ha'odom bal seichel nachun, He created a person with proper and correct intellect, usvar nechocha, and provable logic, l'she yinog atzmo al derech tov, that a person should guide himself on the proper path, v'yishomer min advarim hamazikim, and a person should guard himself from things that are damaging, asher nivru le'enosh es rishoyim, the things that are created to punish those who are rishoyim. And somebody who doesn't want to guide himself in the proper path of wisdom, and he will allow himself to fall prey to these dangers. That's not bitachon. That's not trusting Hashem. It's recklessness. And it is actually sinning against Hashem, but that he is going against the will of Hashem. Shirota Shishmar Adam as Atmo, the person wants to needs to protect himself. The Ninza Shemilvada Sakona Hamut Bas Bidava Sherhu Olola Elea Mimne Chesun Shmiroso. And besides the actual danger that is in the nature of his lack of guarding himself and not protecting himself properly, in a Odhu Mishaya Benafsho Bakumasei, he's actually obligated in even something greater by actively doing, b'chit asher hu chotei, the sin that he is doing, v'nimtza ha'chit atzo meveil l'onish. The sin that he's doing himself brings about a punishment. V'ulam ha'shmira hazos, but this guarding himself, v'zos ha'yira, and this fear, ha'miyusedes al hanhaga as ha'chokma, he'as heichel, that is founded on a person guarding himself through wisdom and intellect, hi haru'uya, that is the one that is befitting. She'alea ne'amar, that on that it says in Mishlei, orum, Ra'a v'nistar, a person who is wise, has fear and hides. Uvsoyim avru v'nanchu, but the fools, they go through, they pass by, and they get punished. But the foolish fear is that a person adds guardings on top of guardings and fear on top of fear. And he makes a guard upon a guard. In a way that'll bring about a person's lack of learning Torah and doing Avodas Hashem. The Aklol Lahovchim Min Shtei Hayiros, Humashe Chilko Chacham Mitzrochon Lebracha Ba'amram, and the way to distinguish between these two types of fears is that which Chazal say in the Gemara Pesachim, Hecha Deshchiach Hezek Hashayni, that when a damage is common, that's where it's different. Kimachom Sheh Hezek Matzoi Venoda, in a place where it is commonly known to have damage, Yesh Lehishomer, that's where a person has to be cautious and guard himself. But if there's no damage that's known in that particular area, he shouldn't be fearful. And similarly, Chazal say in the Gemara Chulin, if we don't see something that is wrong, we don't fear for it. And Chazal say in Baba Basra that a Chacham can only dan based on what his eyes see. And this is exactly what the context of the pasuk was that we brought earlier. Orum ra ra venister, that a wise person sees evil and he hides himself. It's only something that he sees as evil he hides himself from. Not just something that could be a possibility that it might come. And then it's exactly what we mentioned in the pasuk that we quoted earlier. Amr Otel, the lazy person, says, Shacha Baderech, there's a lion on the way. Ari Ben Arachobos, there's a lion between the roads. And Chazal, Pershu Ha'inyin Kimin Chomer, explain this matter in a very clear physical illustration. Laharos Ad Heichon Megas Yiras HaHevel, Lahafresh Ha'odem Min Amais HaHatov, until the point of which pointless fear can distance a person away from doing good actions. Amru, Chazal say in the Medrash Rabbah in Devarim, Shiva Devarim Amr Shlomo Ba'otzel. Seven things Shlomo Melech said about a lazy person. Ketzod, how is it said? Amru La'otzel, they say to the lazy person, Hare Rab Chubir, your Rebbe, your teacher, is in the city. Lech Lama Torah Mimenu, go learn Torah from him. Who may Shiva Osam? The lazy person responds, I'm afraid there's a lion on the way. Rabbach v'socha medina. If they tell him, your Rebbe is within this medina, this province. Omer lahem, he'll tell them, oh, I'm afraid maybe between the roads there'll be a lion. Omrim lo, we say to him, your Rebbe is in your house. Omer lahem, he'll say to them, if I go to him, I'm going to find the door is going to be locked. Omrim lo, we say to him, Pasuach, no, the door is open. And when he doesn't know what to respond, Omer lahem, he says to them, Hadalas Pasucha Unula, is the door open or is it locked? I just want to sleep a little bit more. So we learn from this, Shein Hayira go remes, she is atzel. Fear isn't what causes a person to be lazy. But the laziness is what causes a person to have the fear. And all of these things, Hanisyon, Hadyomi, Yoyerleim, a daily experience, will testify in them, Mimashikvar Poshuthu, Virogaborov, Hamun Bnei Adam, that which is widespread and normal amongst most people, Asher Zerdarkam Kasalomo, and this is their foolish ways. Umaskila Dovar, Yimzo Emes Lamito, and somebody who thinks about this will find the truth of the matter, Vidaz Lenovon Nokil, and the understanding will come quick to the person who understands. We already explained the ideas of zealousness, an explanation which I think should be sufficient to awaken a person's heart, and a person who is wise will continue to increase his wisdom. And behold, you see that it's appropriate that zealousness and being quick to do mitzvahs is the level that follows after cautiousness, zehiros. Kel harov, because in most cases, lo yeyeh ha'odem zoriz im lo yeyeh zohir batchila. A person won't be zealous and quick to do mitzvahs if he's not cautious to begin with. Ki misha lo yosim libo l'hizor b'maisav, because somebody who doesn't pay attention to be cautious in his actions, or he's bonin ba'avoda u'mishpateha, and to contemplate his avoda sashem and all of its specifications, Shizuhi Midos Hazihiros, which is the Midah of cautiousness, like we have spoken before, Kosher Sheyilbash Ava Vechemda Eleha. It's very difficult for that person to cloak himself in love and desire for it, Beizdaris Beishuka Lifnei Boro, and to arouse himself and become driven towards Avodas Hashem. Because this person is still drowning in his physical desires, and he's riding along in his regularity, which distances a person from all of this. However, once a person already opened his eyes, to look into his actions, and to be cautious in them, and he calculated the calculation of mitzvos versus averos, like we had mentioned, it'll be very easy for that person, that he distanced himself from the bad, and he will be driven in desire to have the good, and he will become strengthened in it, and this is obvious.